Greetings, the automatically deleted husband, and the most important thing that will be celebrated, I'm sure, for decades to come, considering it's potentially my last couple days here, I decided to take just simply a walk down the Greenway, aggressively. And to my joy, I did it in, was it 51 minutes and 18 seconds? Yeah, 51:18. It beat my best time by 25 seconds. So I am now at officially 4.91, I think, miles an hour. I didn't make 5, unfortunately. But cutting off 25 seconds off of my best time, which was almost 2 years ago, I was really pleased. So it's more evidence that I have Benjamin Button disease. I'm getting healthier. It's kind of like... That was a remarkable joy, to be able to do that kind of pace for, 4.2 miles, and maintain that pace for that long, is an encouragement. It really is an encouragement. And I got home late and whatnot. But one other thing is I did see, from David Tulis, he did have a couple more articles. I did look at them, because he's with this ticket he got from his taillight issue. He did another article, and Jailing of Mercy Reporter gives huge gain in fight against depression, because I would have been very much in lockstep with him. In years past, I'm not in lockstep with him. But again, I think he's doing an excellent job with the mindset he has, which is very similar to the mindset I formerly had. I've matured in the sense of not participating in the state at all unless required. Which I think is a reasonable summary. But I did, write him, "You have my respect, and I celebrate your joy obtaining standing in your taillight case. Obviously, your taillight and your bow tie are a much greater threat to the welfare of the people of Tennessee than a jab that kills the masses." His issue, they apparently did something with his bow tie, whatever. I forget what he said in the article. But, I did point out, "My greatest concern is the effort spent in fighting the system rather than ignoring the system." And this, again, is the idea of the parallel economy, stuff that's loosely associated with the Velvet Revolution that occurred in Czechoslovakia and things of that nature. I gave three examples. Government schools teach foul things. Why would a Christian parent ever use them? And pointed to Deuteronomy 6:7. Socialist security is intergenerational theft. We are required to pay in. If you take it out, you are a thief. And I used Romans 2:21. And I do think one of the things I've been a little more clear in, socialist security, because yes, it's called social security, but it is socialism. If you look at the Soviet Union, say they're bad. If you look at the Nazi, the Third Reich, and say they're bad, what were they? Socialism. Socialist security. You're doing the exact same thing, using different names for the exact same thing. And I do think, I do use the idea that if I hire a thug to steal your car, does that give you a right to hire the same thug to steal someone else's? That analogy holds, I think, because that's exactly what Social Security is. However, it takes a while to say that. And I think the intergenerational theft, that's what it is. It's one generation stealing from another. That's exactly what it is, because people say, "Oh, I paid into it." No, your money went to the older generation, and if you take it, you're taking from a younger generation. You're taking by force. The government is acting as your agent. You're taking money by force. It's socialism. It's not you're getting your money back. It wasn't an investment. It's socialism. I mentioned payday loans are a scam, but the Christian employer is commanded by the Lord to pay their employees each day, Leviticus 19:13. Again, because he does discuss, we've discussed it many times face-to-face, the payday loan industry, there are problems there, But the problem is, again, it really is the issue of not trying to regulate those people. It's like the abortion issue. If there's no market, it doesn't matter. You change the culture. You don't say, oh, those people are bad. Well, I'm sorry. If you're going to follow Christ, follow his commandments. You know, in Leviticus 19, 13, Deuteronomy 20, whatever it is. And it's in James or whatever. You have an employee, you pay him that day. And if you violate that, don't go out and complain about the payday loan industry. I mean, you're double-minded. So I did government schools teach foul things. And so anyway. So I do think, well, the list can continue, but the point is, shouldn't our focus be to encourage each other to ignore the system rather than fight it? I really think that's a big deal. And I have a very small number of people who agree with me or actively pursue these things. Unfortunately, it's a very small number of people, and that's why I'm striving anyway. He did talk about rejection of law, not staff, not inmates, make jail evil place. That's the title. He talked about his time at the prison, waiting and so forth. And, you know, I start with, I'm sure you heard many times some form of the superior orders argument from many of the staff. The superior orders or the Nuremberg defense idea is, hey, I'm just doing what I'm told. That is a problem. That is a big problem. And I do say, what concerns me is that many of the Christian community will say what you went through is inappropriate while still calling for prison for some people. The Lord never commands prison. Rather, the only punishment the Lord commands is restitution or death. Prison is what man does. Prison is theft of another man's time. When you give the power to the state, an institution the Lord never commands man to establish, you are rejecting the Lord. 1 Samuel 8, and the described price is very high. I mean, it's right there in the Bible. If I'm misinterpreting it, please tell me. But anyway, so I thought that was good interaction today. But of course, the most important thing and the big issue is the amount of time, the people from ESPN and whatnot and whatnot, they came to interview me and all those kind of things. Because, you know, all, this massive record that I did the Greenway. Anyway. The big problem is there's no video today because I forgot to put push the record button. So anyway, my lady, my wife, you can be happy that you didn't have to deal with my face today. I love you and I want you back.